My girls came running in the house with huge smiles on their faces, soaked from head to toe. They had decided, since it had been raining so much over the last few days, that they would go in search of puddles, and by the looks of them, they had found just what they were looking for. After a warm shower and a fluffy towel, they continued to tell me how much fun it had been. They were unaffected by the dark clouds and damp weather, and I realized once again that God wanted to speak to me through my children. Rainy days for some of us can feel dark and unproductive. They can mean missed opportunities and make us feel down or moody. So often, I found myself spending so much time waiting for the sun to come out that I've missed the blessing that can happen in the rain. My children didn't wait for the rain to stop. Instead, they ran out to meet it head on. They joined in with it, the rain that God created to give life as it fell from the sky, soaking into the dry ground. They allowed it to bring them life and joy as well. I shared this sweet poem with my girls, and it helps me to smile when the rains come. It's by Emily Dickinson, and it goes, "A drop fell on the apple tree, another on the roof. A half a dozen kissed the eaves and made the gables laugh. A few went out to help the brook. They went to help the sea. Myself conjectured, were they pearls? What necklaces they could be. Thankfully, I have a perfect heavenly Father that knows when I need the rain and when I need the sunshine." Now, who doesn't love seeing the sun break through the clouds after a storm or a rainbow appear in the sky, reminding us of His faithfulness? But as much as I love the sun, there have been times when I have needed the rain. I remember being out at the cemetery when my dad passed away. At one point, I felt like I couldn't cry anymore, and it began to rain. In that moment, I felt like God was allowing the rain to cry the tears that I couldn't. It was just so beautiful and comforting. At times, I have felt so safe and protected inside my home while the rains have fallen around me, almost like feeling God's arms embracing me, sheltering me in the storm. At other times, I have needed to walk in the rain, letting the water wash away my cares and worries as I poured my heart out to God. Acts 14:17 says, "He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." So the next time the rains come, let's rejoice and be thankful for the kindness and for the miracle of rain that waters the earth and brings so much life. And when the days seem long and the clouds are gray, maybe, just maybe, it's time to put on our rubber boots, let the rain wash your cares away, or perhaps you should maybe go find some puddles to jump in.